Hello, you guys are tuned into LCR right now. I'm your DJ, Dan. I'm on the phone with Meredith and Keith from the band St. Bernadette. So, hey, Meredith and Keith.
Hi.
So,
hello, everybody. Hey.
How's it going?
Not bad. We're just riding from Cleveland to Chicago.
Okay. So, you guys are just kicking off the tour a few days ago, right?
Yep, we're still in our first 1,000 miles.
Okay. So, how's the tour going so far?
It's been good. We went to Ithaca, which is the hometown of our slide player, Joe Novelli. So that was a good way to start with all people we know. And then we were in Cleveland last night and Chicago tonight.
Okay. Is there another band accompanying you on this tour?
Yeah, it's Joe Roberto and Poverty Hash.
Oh, okay.
We're traveling together and we're calling the tour the Anywhere Celebration Congregation.
I see. So, Cover Thy Neighbor is your most recent release. Is that the main focus of this tour?
We're doing a lot of people that we know and like, and so we're doing a lot of that material, but we're going to go to the studio in May and do a new record of original material, so we're doing a lot of that stuff to kind of work it out before we go to the studio in the spring.
Okay. Can you give us a little background story on what inspired the idea for Cover Thy Neighbor?
You know, I think the first couple of songs were, you know, we were working with people. We also have a record label, and Keith is a producer of, you know, other people's music. And we were working with some people in the studio that kind of had these songs that we felt were really great and sort of classics and kind of merited being done in different ways.
Right.
You know, in the 60s and 70s, they always did that with great songwriters. You know, when Bob Dylan came out, they used to have everybody on the label record versions of his songs because they were so good. And that's kind of how they become known as songs. And so we thought we would kind of try to do the same thing with our own group.
About Exotic Records, does that take up a lot of your time?
Well, we don't sleep, so it gives us a lot of extra time during the day.
So you're very busy with Exotic Records, I take it.
Yeah, what I like to do for fun is stuff envelopes and lick stamps, so that it works out well.
Well, how would you describe like the style of Exotic Records?
You know, we definitely don't sign one particular style. I think we just look for people who are really committed to what they're doing and
uh-huh.
really genuine and authentic with it. I mean, the first group we had on the label was a hip hop group. We're kind of doing a lot more rock bands now, whatever that might mean, you know, sort of the all-encompassing title of rock. But,
right.
You know, we have people who are kind of would be considered more singer-songwriter or things of that nature. But it's just whatever really we can be passionate about, because it does take a lot of work, launch an artist and develop them. And so we just have to really, really love it.
Okay, so you mentioned rap. Do you guys rap?
Yeah, we do. We do rap, actually.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I don't rap. I make beats. I think Meredith's more of the rapper.
Very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I mean, we can battle if you want, but
I'm more of a hype. I'm a hype man.
All
yeah.
right, I see. Do you guys work on any side projects with rap or maybe a videos or?
Yeah, I actually have two side projects that are rap. One is called the Shoot Your Wads. I'm in that with another woman, and we kind of rap back and forth. And all the songs are, well, I don't know if I can say it on the radio. But you can look it up, the Shoot Your Wads. And then for a while, I was the voice of a rapper called Chunky Pam. And you can see those videos on YouTube. Probably the best one is called Dirty Jersey.
Okay. On Exotic Records, where are most of the artists on the label from, generally?
Right now, they're either from where we're from in the Northeast, or they're from Asheville, North Carolina. That's kind of like our second market that we're centered around.
Dealing with all your recordings that you've done, can you explain a little bit about your writing process with songs and how maybe it's changed over the years?
The process is a little different for each song, but there are a few that we find to be the most common. Meredith and I have been writing together for several years now, and I think some of the songs Meredith will come up with an idea. A lot of times it comes to her in her sleep. She'll wake up with an idea and have like a mad dash to sort of scramble and get the ideas down on paper and pick up a guitar and work it out before it disappears. And sometimes I'll have part of a song that I'll come to her with, and other times we just sit together and sort of jam some ideas that we're having and see if anything comes of that.
So collaboration.
The other player that's been in the band since the beginning is our slide player, Joe Novelli, and he's been involved in songwriting more and more more recent records. And yeah, we like to just kind of sit down and bounce ideas off of each other and let the songs grow from there.
Okay, in terms of like the recording process, do you guys multi-track or do you like to do it all live?
We like to get the band recorded live, and you know, there's obviously challenges that only certain studios you can do that in, and the band has to sort of get it all right at the same time. So we prefer to get it down that way, and you know, we'd rather live with some small mistakes or things that we'd like to change, and we'd rather live with that than have everybody put everything down separately and lose the communal vibe of you know, a band in a room.
Yeah.
And one thing that we like to boast about is that Meredith even records her vocals live in the studio, which very few bands do these days.
Oh yeah, definitely.
She likes to get the feel of performing with the band in the moment, and that really lends a lot to the sound that we end up with on the record.
So back to the current tour, where exactly are you guys headed on the road?
Our eventual destination is South by Southwest. It's kind of like the highlight of it, but so we started in Ithaca. We were in Cleveland last night, then Chicago. We'll be in Minneapolis for two nights, then St. Louis, Kansas City, and then we'll be in Austin, Texas for four nights for South by Southwest.
Okay.
And then we're going to New Orleans, and then we're going to Asheville, North Carolina. And actually, Keith and I are producing the new record for our tour mates, Norberto and Poverty Hash. So while we're in Asheville, we're going to record basic tracks with them at Echo Mountain in Asheville.
Oh, cool. So yeah. South by Southwest, is that your most anticipated show on this tour?
Personally, I'm most excited about Minneapolis, where we're going to be playing at Palmer's Bar, which is be the greatest dive bar of all time, and that's kind of what we love. But South by Southwest is one of the funnest times you can have, really, being in a band, so we're definitely looking forward to that. We're playing at a great venue called the Belmont, and it's going to be St. Patrick's Day, and it's kind of a perfect storm of a party situation.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, and it comes with free barbecue and hopefully corned beef as well.
Very cool. That sounds fun. Any new cities that you're going to be playing at that you never played at before?
Yeah, well, we've never been to St. Louis. We've never been to Kansas City. We are probably going to Birmingham, too, somewhere in there, and we haven't played there before. Oh, yeah, Knoxville, Tennessee, we're playing. We haven't been there before.
Okay, so after this tour, what should people be expecting from St. Bernadette in the future?
More music.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to put out... we just put out a video for Cover Thy Neighbor for our song Play to Win. We're going to put out another one for a song called The Wayside. And then we're going to record our new full-length album probably in May. So hopefully by the summer, you know, we'll continue to tour and we'll put out a new record, you know, maybe in the fall.
All right. We're looking forward to that.
Thank you.
We're going to wrap things up here. I just want to thank you for taking some time from the road to speak with us here at LCR.
Thank you.
Thank you. And once again, I'm speaking with Meredith and Keith from the band St. Bernadette. We wish you all the best on the tour and in the future. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Dan.
Take care.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.